You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 172 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases, with 60 of today's cases out in the community for their entire infectious period. The number is the highest daily total since the start of the current outbreak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has refused to speculate on what will happen at the end of July, saying more information will be announced tomorrow.
But are they where we want them to be to lift the lockdown? They're not. We'll consider the health advice, but also the health advice we've been receiving to date in terms of what life looks like beyond July 31. It's also clear for us that we need to intensify our strategy to ensure that the population comes forward to get vaccinated. So these are all things that we will be considering. And I just ask people, I know it's really difficult not to speculate, but please wait till we make those announcements. I'm hoping to make those announcements as early as tomorrow.
And a five-storey apartment building has gone into isolation in the Sydney suburb of Blacktown. Along with about 100 other residents, Michelle Himwood will be locked up in her Western Sydney unit after six cases of COVID-19 were detected in the building. She says two people came to her door on Monday night and asked her to take a test for COVID-19. Not long after, police officers appeared outside the building.
It's just a really surreal sort of feeling looking down and seeing this out the front of the apartment block for COVID. Like it just, I understand it's necessary in some cases, but it just feels really like really full on.
And a week-long lockdown for three regional New South Wales local government areas, Orange City Council, Blaney Shire Council and Cabone Shire Council, will be lifted as scheduled at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. But Victoria has tightened its border restrictions with New South Wales. From Wednesday, the city of Wagga, Hay Shire, Lock Shire and Murrumbidgee councils will be included under the extreme risk zones, meaning residents will need to apply for a permit or exemption to enter Victoria. The border restrictions come as Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews announces the state's fifth lockdown will end at midnight tonight. However, visitors won't be allowed into homes and mask wearing will remain mandatory. Mr. Andrews says he knows that will be hard but necessary to curb the risk of transmission.
We understand that that will be challenging for people who have not seen family and friends for a couple of weeks now, and many for longer periods than that, but we know that this is where transmission occurs. So there's a lot of good news in today's announcements. That's, I know, not the news people want to hear, but it is incredibly important.
And Daniel Andrews says permits will be issued for approved workers, but only when absolutely necessary with the new restrictions. Victoria has reported 10 new local COVID-19 cases, all linked to current outbreaks and all who were in quarantine throughout their infectious period. And there were no coronavirus cases in South Australia ahead of the end of lockdown tonight. New restrictions come into effect from midnight, including caps of 10 on home gatherings and capacity limits of one person per square metre in venues. Masks will also be mandatory in some indoor settings, including high schools, beauty and health services and public transport. They are also highly recommended in workplaces. Premier Stephen Marshall says some restrictions need to remain to prevent a relapse of the outbreak.
That's a huge relief. It's certainly a huge relief for me and my team. And I want to just again reiterate my grateful thanks to every single person who has done an outstanding job. Now, we're not going straight back to where we were, and I've been messaging this now for quite some time. We don't want to have a relapse. We only want to do this once. And so we are putting some higher level restrictions in over and above what we had prior. But we will be stepping those down as the risk diminishes.
And the federal opposition is questioning why the government has failed to secure enough vaccine supplies and the reported delay of Novavax supplies until 2022. The government has ordered 51 million doses of Novavax, which can be made offshore and imported, but can also be produced in Melbourne on request. Some experts are also pushing for Australians aged under 40 to access vaccines, such as AstraZeneca, which can be obtained with medical consultation. Labor's Treasurer's spokesman, Jim Chalmers, says the Prime Minister needs to fix the vaccine situation.
We need to get more people vaccinated. Places like this are ready, willing, able to do the work. We need Scott Morrison to do his job and to provide those vaccinations so that we can avoid some of these costs to the economy.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.